Proclamation number 8707, dated the December 25th, 1963. Christmas 1963. Remember my coming into the world with gratitude and joy, for it signified for you an act of immeasurable love and compassion. A light came to you which was intended to illuminate for you the path out of the spiritual darkness of night. An era of utter hopelessness came to an end for you humans, and a new period of development began. The path was prepared for you which lead back to me again. And this path was exemplified for you by the man Jesus, who accepted this mission for love of me, and you, his fallen brothers. For he wanted to return my children to me, who had been distant from me for an infinitely long time already, and who languished in deepest wretchedness. Just as human shell was occupied by a soul of light, a being which I had once externalized, which was lovingly devoted to me and had remained with me when the host of originally created spirits fell away from me. This soul sheltered within the infant Jesus, and miracles over miracles already testified at its birth to the divine spirit which inhabited this infant. Yet Jesus, the human being, had to start his life like any other human being. He was born of Mary, the Virgin, who is so exceedingly immaculate that she was able to give birth to the divine infant without ever having sinned. This Jesus soul had to enter a pure body because I myself wanted to take abode in his human external shell, and therefore his body remain pure and without sin. For although the beings of darkness constantly exerted pressure on him with the intention to make him fall, he nevertheless resisted them and redeemed all impure spirits clinging to his soul through his greater than great love. He resisted all temptations and spiritualized everything unspiritual which pestered his body. Because he lived in this material world, he made it compliant with his soul's wishes, for he was full of love, and love conquers everything, even the greatest enemy. Jesus, the man, first had to bring all still immature substances clinging to the body to maturity. Only then was Roman One, the eternal love, able to take abode in him, and only then was it possible to conclude the great act of compassion, which he wanted to accomplish for the guilt of sin on behalf of the whole human race. When I descended to earth, when the infant Jesus was born, my spirit was in him, because the earthly body sheltered a perfect soul within. Thus it was intimately united with me, enabling me to express myself through him. And events took place during his birth which you would like to assign to the realm of myth, but which truly happened, for everything is possible for a perfect spirit. However, only a few experience these miracles pertaining to the child Jesus, whose hearts were full of love and who recognized in Jesus the promised Messiah and worshipped him. People with unclean hearts approaching him only saw a child which was like any other child. Yet generally, only those people came close to him who were prompted towards him by the Spirit, who sensed the miracle that had happened in this night and who thus paid tribute to him with their adoration, because they saw in him the promised Messiah. Nevertheless, the fact that God himself came into the world and took abode in an infant was the greatest miracle of all times, which will never repeat itself. For love came into the world. The infant Jesus was full of love, since the great love for the once fallen, wretched beings had motivated it to take on flesh and to redeem the original sin, which could only be redeemed by love, because it consisted of the fact that love had been sinned against. And the man Jesus accomplished this act by giving up his life for the sake of love, by offering the greatest sacrifice any human being on this earth has ever offered and will ever offer, by relinquishing of his own accord all light and all power he possessed as a result of the love which dwelled in him, by suffering in the midst of the dark world as a mere human being and by dying the most agonizing death on the cross. Jesus, a being from the kingdom of light, voluntarily offered himself for this mission to walk across earth as a human being and to accomplish a work of atonement of inconceivable suffering and pain in order to help his fallen brothers. Love permeated all beings which had emerged from me and remained with me when Lucifer turned away from me and drew an immense number of spiritual beings into the abyss with him. And Jesus' love was so strong that it wanted to make amends to me for the inconceivable offense against me, their God and Creator, against the eternal love itself. And I accepted this love which Jesus offered me and thus also his sacrifice, because it was made by love and because the original sin could only be redeemed through love. And thus the being of light took on flesh and walked across earth like all other people, burdened by a heavy earthly body which was a restraint for the being of freedom and light and experienced as agony by the soul. However, he had to travel the earthly path as a human being, because he was meant to serve as a shining example to his fellow human beings so that they would follow him. He had to fight against the same weaknesses and oppositions which burden every person by nature, because all failings and flaws had to be disposed of by way of the work of improving the soul. The man Jesus lived in the midst of the earthly world, in the region which belonged to my adversary, and it was twice as difficult for the soul from the kingdom of light to assert itself in this dark area, to resist all satanic attempts to cause its downfall and to treat everything unspiritual in the flesh and in its surroundings with love. For even his body was badly besieged by immature spirits which Jesus did not fend off because, in his wisdom, he realized that these spiritual substances also wanted to be redeemed and his love was constantly willing to bring help to all wretched beings. His soul suffered incredibly through its environment. It was used to freedom and light and love and thus to supreme bliss and now found itself in darkness, bound by the body and in the most heartless environment. And thus from childhood on his earthly path of life had been a state of suffering through which he atoned for many of his fellow human beings' sins, until he finally accomplished the great sacrifice of atonement by sacrificing himself for the original sin of all human beings, past, present and future. You humans will never be able to comprehend this act of compassion, for no human being would have been able to take such an extent of suffering upon himself in awareness of its conclusion. For he was constantly mindful of his end which did not allow any joy to arise in him. He had human feelings and lived through it all in a state of fear which was caused by every thought of the forthcoming event. And he endured until the end. The love in him for me and for all which is unredeemed grew constantly and gave him the strength to carry out his act of compassion. I myself was able to permeate him completely. I myself was in him in my fundamental nature, and thus it was I who atoned for the guilt of sin on behalf of all people, for it was love which gave Jesus the strength to suffer and to die on the cross in order to redeem humanity, in order to make amends for the immense original sin, which could only be justly atoned for through an act of love as was accomplished by the man Jesus on the cross. Amen.